Welcome. Welcome to the Hour of Power, episode 20. Here at the KWNK space station in Reno, Nevada, the biggest little city in the entire galaxy, with 100 million billion gazillion stars, 128 million light years long, and about half that in width. Traveling faster than the speed of sound, thinking faster than the speed of light, I welcome you to your own presence. That is what the Hour Power is about. It is about, yes, it is through the vehicle, through the spacesuit, Chad William Michael. I ask, what do the people need? Presence, your own presence. I love to entertain. I do. 'Tis true. But your presence and the remembrance of your own presence is the most important thing I could possibly gift you. So take a deep breath and enjoy the ride as we travel through time and space together for all eternity within this hour, of course. This vehicle, I had a great smoothie this morning filled with all your accoutrements, but we have a magpie next door with delicious coffee. I know we'll be broadcasting at 11 o'clock on Sunday evening, so it is a privilege to pregame you for deep sleep and an outstanding week ahead of you. We are broadcasting live right now through Instagram. I am grateful. And through this vehicle, I'm able to save the video audio file and upload it to YouTube via Chad William Michael. On another note, your membership is appreciated at KWNK, sharing your wealth with absolute joy. And what membership here at KWNK supports is the most amazing team I could possibly be a part of. Well, one of the most amazing teams. I share myself many aspects throughout the week, throughout Reno. I am falling more and more in love with you, Reno. You are absolutely all of it. Let's put it that way. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't feel all the gamut of emotions. Extremely negative and extremely positive. There is no running away from you. But here, I know I could become great. Reno supports. The environment is a beautiful environment, and you are able to be yourself here, authentic self with no apologies. And that is my goal as I step into each day. Each day is the greatest day I have ever lived. So thank you for being a part of the greatest day I've ever lived in my entire life. Take a deep breath. Feel your own breath. Feel your own bodies, becoming friends with my body, my mind. It is the only thing I own. I know it's on rent, but I want to believe I own my body. And that is my house. My body is my house. I don't think there's a guy behind my head or a being behind this face like a joystick. I am in this flesh suit. It's beautiful. It's becoming more and more beautiful every day, of course, as I work on it. If I may share the secrets of life with you, I guess that is what the Hour of Power is about. Less filter. I feel like I don't need to filter anymore. We are established as a general audience membership here. I want always the Queen of England to be able to tune into the Hour of Power, as well as my younger brother and my mom and dad. They're still alive, and I love them very much. And I believe in honoring your parents. You don't need to believe or you don't need to agree with your parents. Take the best. They have given you their best. You are a product of their DNA. Whether they realize it or not, you know them better than they know themselves because they have given you everything through their DNA. You are a product of their DNA. And whatever else we come from, the stars, a floating soul that dive bombed into your mama's womb. I love you, Mom. I love you. I'll wait until you transcend, until I swear. I love you. What is the hour of power about today? Well, upgrades and evolution and your own process of becoming a better version of you, of me. We are reflections of one another. I love to look around and seek the inspiration in all that I do. It's easy to be negative. It's easy to respond with anger and violence. It's a quick gratification. It's an addiction. There's an addiction to grief and sadness and negativity. I've realized it in my own life, a victimization. Life is treating me unfairly. I believe it's treating us exactly the way it should. I believe it's perfect. I believe life, no matter how heinous and gruesome it could be, for those of you who are still attached to the news, may I be your current news reporter? Hi, my name is Chad William Michael. Welcome to the current news report on episode 20 of the Hour of Power through the KWNK 97.7 Reno Community Reno Radio. Thank you. And take a deep breath. Yes, we're automatically breathing. When you focus on your breath, it sharpens your mind, wherever your mind is. I believe mind is in every cell of my being, my body. So, as much as I am my brain, my fingers, my toes, my organs, my heart, the hair, my skin, my teeth, my beautiful teeth, I love you. What happened to your tooth? Are you kidding me? What happened? Well, I get asked this a lot. I've been instructing up to 12, now 12 classes a week of theater improv via Kidscape Productions at local private and public schools here in Reno. And they're like, Mr. Chad, what happened to your tooth? And there are many stories, of course, which one to choose. And this is my favorite one. So here we go. 90 years ago, when I was 60, I was bullfighting. For 10 days straight, me and this bull wrestled, and he had 10-foot-long horns. We wrestled for ages, time and space, for all eternity within 10 days, of course. And finally, towards the end, his huge horn nicked my tooth and it fell out. He felt so bad that he laid in a lotus position and he meditated and grieved and asked for pardoning for upsetting my perfect smile. And as a gracious human being that I am, I forgave him. But just then he transcended into the next realm like Obi-Wan Kenobi. But he left his skin behind for me for a beautiful jacket. That's the story, and I'm sticking to it. Sister Jessica, I love you so much. We are on Instagram here for the radio listeners. And first of all, she is a sister of one of my best friends of all time. Del Toro, but aka Dylan LaBarge. I love you, brother. And his sister is tuning in. And not only was we were around each other a lot of our lives, she became my math teacher, I believe, in the 8th grade. And she put up with us. She put up with us. And she was so kind, always been kind to us and teaching us her passion of math. So thank you, Jessica. I appreciate you. And Thank you for putting up with delinquents. So, welcome to the Hour of Power, episode 20 here in the beautiful space station of KWNK, floating on planet Earth, 82,000 miles per hour, revolutions or rotations around the sun. So, how can I reprogram my mind for success, right? Last week or the week before, I feel like I'm becoming more and more, they say, enlightened. I feel like it's just another aspect of wisdom. So I thanked poverty. It was the first time in my life. So I'm in the process of repaying my New York State college student loans. And that's a, they found me. And I was like, thank you, thank you. Let's get this ball rolling. I have an ample amount of US currency flowing through my experience, and I would love to start that process. So, but just a reflection on poverty, it is an awesome tool. It's an awesome experience that I grew up with and I'm healing from. I prefer wealth, right? I prefer to be wealthy. I prefer pockets full of cash. So, in this experience of poverty, right? So I live in abundance. There's a difference. I live in abundance. I've always had what I needed. I have what I need, and I will always have what I need. So I feel at peace about that for the first time, more so than ever before. However, now is the time, and I've been very much doing my very best to reprogram and experience wealth. So how am I doing that? I feel like this would be the most valuable, one of the most valuable gifts I can give to humanity is just passing along the secrets. And it's all a product of mind. It's a product of thought. So a thought travels past faster than the speed of light, and I am living the vibration. So if I'm attracting what I'm thinking, so if I'm thinking anger, I feel like I'm going to continue to experience more angry people or heinous situations. But if I change the frequency, if I change the thought pattern to ones of to a one of kindness, love, compassion, tolerance, forgiveness for humanity's despicable things, I am going to attract more and more love into my life. So let's switch. So that's rich in thought. Now, rich in wealth, health, happiness, relationships. I must dwell upon it. I must focus all my attention on the things I desire. In the scriptures, it says, be not deceived by the appearances around us, right? And then I rely on the law of change. It's constantly changing. Nothing is ever the same as it was the moment before, the moment before. Other scientific things and other. We. Something about, and this is my understanding, I will always share my understandings and what I'm working on. And something like we're a new being every moment. Like we are made of billions of cells and we break down over and over. And so the more subtle you get with meditation, whatever you want to call it, mindfulness, mindful breathing, my mind becomes more subtle. And I'm able to, like I said, I've shared this in the past, but if you can get really subtle, and it takes me a little bit and it takes a lot of isolation and quiet time for me, you could be different. You could get right into it. But you could really start, you can almost surf a blood cell in your heart or in your bloodstream. You literally are that cell in your bloodstream. So if there's anything that you know of in your body that you want to correct, I suggest you close your eyes and see what this is trying to tell you. Like I said, poverty is a great tool of wisdom and understanding of what I do want. I do want to experience wealth for a number of reasons, and those are always personal. So you have your own reasons, I have my own. I'm the oldest of five siblings, two great, beautiful parents, and they got a couple dogs and a white picket fence and wave the American flag on the outside of their house. I desire to be of a a contribution other than my presence, other than they will always love me, but it was really sweet to not only be financially free, own a nice condo, own a vehicle, go camping, be able to travel the planet here and there, but also maybe set up a nice place for my parents to just chill out for the remaining few chapters of their life before the next, and hold space for my siblings, have an extra bedroom in my house so they can visit me wherever I'm at and play and enjoy, and a refrigerator stocked full of superfoods, so allowing the nervous system to be at ease, knowing money is there, but it's a reflection of my relationship with source energy. That is my labeling. It's very at ease to me. Source energy. God is a beautiful word. Love is a beautiful word. Source energy. I believe I've come from source energy. An individualized character that is continually streaming through this vehicle, passport ID, Chad William Michael. What is the experience that I truly do desire? It's happening here and now. I really love this time I have with all of you through this portal, this medium. It's a dream come true that I once just had to imagine. I got a nice sample platter in Los Angeles on a beautiful AM radio station for 4, 5, 6 months. And when I arrived into Reno, I really truly desired to continue that mission, and the doors are not opening. So, as I learned to surrender, be more at ease, do the things that I love to do with the tools that I have, you get caught doing what you love, and then you get invited into these beautiful things. Another aspect, in 2012, I was introduced to acting, and I did a short film in Hawaii, and I started to believe. And I was totally impressed that this is what people do for a living. They play and they get paid. So I went to Los Angeles and knocked on all these doors and agencies and just ruthless. I'm here to act. I am an actor. I'm a film actor. Of course, young man, so is 5 million other people. And I just explored the adventure, and then the surrender came. I remember I exhausted myself. I did my best, right? So I'm at the corner of the street in Los Angeles. It's a busy place. And I remember it was like the second time in my life I really prayed, I guess, or I was intentionally speaking to something beyond this character. And I said, "Where is it that I'm supposed to be? I surrender. I will go wherever I'm supposed to go, be wherever I'm supposed to be." And some intuition said, "Keep walking, keep going." So I continued my mission and I walked into a theater after a lot of mental arguing. I said, "I'm not here. I'm not here to my brother. Good to see you. I'm not here for theater. I am here for film." Anyway, I walked up and they were auditioning for an adaptation of Moby Dick right then and there. And they're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm on an adventure." And they're like, "Would you like to audition?" I said, "Sure." So I ended up doing 4 months of theater in Los Angeles in 2012. I did a couple behind the scenes. I was a background for a couple TV shows, and I met some really, I felt in my mind, the next level high caliber actors. Some of them you see on TV and several movies, and I watched them. And I saw the way they moved and the way they talked. And I felt as though I didn't have that at the moment. I felt very, that wasn't my character, but I desired it. My volition was strong to become a great actor. So since the 2012 mark, I spent about 275 days in silent solitude at, I've done about, participated in about 45 different Vipassana meditation courses. Serving and sitting, and spending up to 30 days in silence, supported silent solitude with my eyes closed about 20 hours a day. And just observation of the world within, observation through all the emotions, through all the sensations. Mr. Hart, good to see you, young man. the experience and just allowing the flow, whatever it may be. It could be the whole gamut of emotions. So we live in a world of duality. So as much positivity and elation, bliss, ecstasy that you experience, you must and have to, hey brother, experience the contrast. And most people don't. I don't want to. I don't seek it. It's just a part of the journey. It's a part of the ride to observe. It's our job. Peace and love, brother. Peace and love. Thank you. It's our job to experience and observe with as much compassion and tolerance. It says, what, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So I can only love my neighbor as much as I love myself. So how do I love myself? Well, I do. I hug myself. I love you, Chad. What can I do for you? The relationship starts with me and in my own mind. And then it goes from there. So I feel solitude and being alone is crucial for the success of yourself, your family, your friends, your community. If you don't do that, it'll be a short burnout, which I experienced as well. Quick to my own thought and process, quick success out of college, became a broker, and then to get this excitement. Expression. I was a very active volunteer fireman in one of the most active departments in upstate New York, and I really loved it. I loved being on call. I felt like I was being of use and service. Throughout the night, I'd bounce out of bed, I'd have my shorts next to my bed, and I'd be at the station in under 2 minutes and gowning up, getting all my gear on, your adrenaline's pumping, and you hop in the fire engine, and you just feel. I always had this. I grew up on Rambo and spaghetti, my brother Joe's house, and I always wanted to be a special forces guy, and I really sought after that. But then I realized I truly didn't want to hurt anybody. I've never wanted to. We have thoughts of hurting people. I feel like that's normal, to get their attention, so I can empathize with the most heinous acts on planet Earth. Anger is a powerful tool. However, I feel very fortunate that my father always taught me to resolve issues with words. And so I've been blessed, never to really. The only time I've been in an altercation was my buddy Dylan. We're in the 8th grade. He pulled my shorts down in front of everyone and I punched him in the eye. And as I'm punching him in the eye, I'm like, I'm sorry. I felt terrible. I feel fortunate. So I get to play G.I. Joe. I get to play Fireman. I get to play that superhero from the comic books. I feel like all of us super, maybe a lot of us want to be like a little superhero in any aspect of life. And I guess this is my way of doing. This is my Justice League headquarters here, broadcasting live across the planet right now. And it's available via YouTube, Chad William Michael. And introducing global guys with my cousin. We're world travelers and we bring joy wherever we go. We're called Joygans. And follow our joy from one experience to the next with no expectation of return. That's the goal. But as a human being, it can be very challenging for sure. We have these conditions on life. If I do X, I will receive Y. However, this new, not a new thought process, but the more evolved thought process of humanity is to just do things because you absolutely love to do them out of love. So I feel still we do things out of fear, to hold on to these ideas or things that we think you can't take any of it with you. How many people I think 1 million people, aka, die every day. And they have all this stuff, that they accumulated. They spend all the time shopping. And, I love money. I love the trade and I love materialism. My health and my happiness is number one. And that's what poverty and not having has really taught me is to really seek where's the happiness coming from? It's not the outside world. I feel like we have to go through this experience of trying to appease the mind and the body without external things for our happiness, whether it's food, etc., experiences. And then to realize, even when you have all of that and you're experiencing unhappiness, which is totally fine, now it's time to close your eyes and where is the source? What is my source? What is my source of happiness? What is my source of prosperity? What is my source of health, wealth, and happiness? And to really dwell upon that, observing the thoughts. What am I thinking about? What do I focus my attention on? What are my goals in life? Why am I here? What is the purpose of this day? I'm approaching the age of 33 in a few weeks, in a couple weeks. I am enjoying each day more and more. Again, you're going to experience all the unpleasantries and the pleasantries. And one of my favorites, Bruce Lee, said, "Don't pray for an easy life, but pray for a strong mind to observe these changes that we all go through." We're not, none of us are different in the aspect of experiences. The most beautiful people on the planet all experience the same things we do. But a sound mind, focus on the breath. That's yours. Your breath is yours. So remember your breath. Remember to breathe consciously, focusing on your breath. You'll notice thoughts, millions of thoughts a day. I don't know how many thoughts. So thinking of the future, thinking of the past, or analyzing something, which is a part of our mundane exercises. However, if I'm talking about this cup of coffee, I can just experience it without labeling it, or I can go, "Well, this coffee is delicious and it's got a slight sweetness to it." I feel like maybe that's our gift, it's our gift to, words are the gift. It's whipped cream. We don't need them. When you spend 10, 20, 30 days in silence and then you start speaking again, you're just very grateful for the tool of speaking and you learn that you don't need it. And you can communicate in other ways, and your other faculties become very sharp. Is my desire that you explore the feeling of peace and happiness within you. And I would ask, what I ask, what does it feel like to be at ease? What does it feel like to be at peace? And I just sit there and I focus on my breath. And like I said, and like many of you know, right, we have the law of gravity, the law of change, the law of attraction. What we think about, what we dwell upon, we attract into our lives, as a co-creator on this planet, very powerful. I focus on my breath to sharpen my mind. What does being at ease feel like? What does joy feel like? Don't smile. Don't you dare. What does happiness feel like? I invite laughter into my life today. I invite prosperity into my life today. I invite phenomenal relationships into my life today. Love you, sis. My sister just tuned in. My one and only true sister. I love you, Olivia. I love you so much. I am glad you are my sister. I'm glad you're my sister. My sister has brought a lot of tenderness to my life, even though we're not around each other a lot anymore. I love you. She still brings this tenderness into my being throughout the day, you know, especially when I'm around younger people. My sister's there, you know. It just remind me to be a little bit more kind, a little bit more gentle, a little bit more subtle, right? I feel like I've said before, I can be a great caveman and beast, but I feel like it takes a lot of, you know, the focus of elegance and grace to communicate with younger people, to communicate with the children that I instruct, and to be around everybody, you know, girls and boys, men and women, witches and wizards, gods and goddesses, fairies, and even the demons, you know, just to feel comfortable and confident within my own bodysuit that no matter what anyone is doing around me, I can still love them. I can still know that they come from the same source that I come from. And just that alone is enough for me to empathize with them and enough for me to know them. Because if I know myself, I can know them, even if it's not pleasant. Everybody's a reflection of each other. We're all connected more than we believe. And it's our job, my job, to practice tolerance, kindness. See, even I choked through the word tolerance, you know. The tolerance starts with myself, you know. Chad, I am being very tolerant of you right now. Would you like to act accordingly, you know? And I have a lot of people in my life here in Reno that are very patient with me. I just want to play, you know. The theme of my life, Chad, what are you great at, you know? I am great at playing. If you ever want to play with me, I will play. I will hike, bike, hopscotch. I love movies. I also take meditation and sitting still very seriously because it's very challenging. This morning when I was sitting, I wanted to sit longer, but I had an appointment with you, all of you. And when it does feel good to sit, oh, it's so nice. It's so pleasant to sit very, very still. Focus on my breath, not my thoughts. I focus on my breath. It calms my nervous system, balances my blood pressure, balances the chemicals in my body, proper digestion, fuel burning, joint repair, healing the heart. You know, I feel like we all experience heartbreak, as we open ourselves up to caring for something outside of ourselves. And when we notice that nothing is permanent, no matter how much you care or attach to something. You can forcefully make something stay, but it will grieve you and it will become diseased, you know, within your body. But if you allow love and freedom to be the forefront of any relationship that you have, and you love something or someone unconditionally, you allow them to freely be themselves, say what they need to say, and move along or stay. So in my life, I know that the people around me are there because they want to be around me. Not because I am this ruthless dictator that I once was. Ruling by fear, I feel like that could be short-term success. Ruling and being a compassionate leader, a loving leader, I feel is way more powerful. It takes a lot more elegance and grace that I am working on. That's why I love to dance. I was a massage therapist a few years ago at a salsa convention here in Reno. We'll say 100 to 200 dancers for 3 days. And the last evening, I stayed and they were had open dancing. And at that time, I mean, I love to dance, but salsa is just another level. And this beautiful, beautiful goddess, I thought, very attractive. And you could see, very loving person. She's like, "Would you like to dance with me?" And I was so scared. I said no. And changed my life. I felt as though that was one of those beautiful opportunities in life to co-create with a beautiful being. You know, beauty is in many categories, but for me, I was distraught about that situation, and I said, "I will never say no again. I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready to dance. I will be ready to be vulnerable. I will be ready to feel like a goof. I'll be ready to feel very like a beginner." And right now I'm in rehearsals for a musical comedy. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum with a great group of actors out of the Reno Little Theater here. It's a 100-seater theater. I feel like it's the 83rd season they have put on. They have a great staff, and we're getting professional singing lessons now. And I am definitely the weakest link. However, my volition is great, my will is strong, and I will become a great singer. You know, I am not bad at that in this current space reality, and I have to laugh when I'm trying to sing, and it's just heinous, you know? All I could do is laugh and smile, and they're so gracious to me because they know they worked with me last year on another production, Peter and the Starcatcher, and they know that I'm willing and able to do whatever it takes in order to adapt, learn, and grow, and do something new, jump into new things, and become whatever, you know. And I have an audition on Thursday for another musical comedy that I'm going to prepare for. I have a private singing lessons Wednesday night. And in hopes of just giving my best presentation on Thursday, it's another major production here in Reno. And I'll keep you posted. Just the will, the volition to be great, to surrender. What will it take on my behalf? What things do I need to give up in order to be the healthiest, most prosperous version of myself? Right, so the reprogramming I was talking about, not only do I pump my brain and my mind full of these positive affirmations, I am wonderful, I am great, I am loving, you know, Bill Murray on What About Bob, you know. You must observe the old stories as well, the ones that are restricting us from absolute abundance, absolute health, wealth, and happiness. What are these old thought processes, those limiting belief systems, what are they? So when I ask the question, they'll start to come up if I'm still enough. And I'll just say, wow, all right, you've been there that whole time. And that's why I keep experiencing this old story over and over that I don't like. So I feel as though, and I've been taught this, and I'm experiencing to allow those things to arise in the mind, and they're arising to leave. They'll stay if I attach to them, saying, well, that's the story, I'm a victim. Then that you will fuel that fire of poverty, sickness, unpleasantries, disharmony within the body and mind and relationships. Or, oh, okay, I had a condition on this relationship, or if such and such performed a certain way, then I would love them. So observing these old stories that no longer serve us, allowing, blessing them, you know, thank you for being there, like poverty, to teach me all this wisdom, you know, getting me alone and knowing who my true source of health, wealth, and happiness is. It's within me, it's within my mind, it's not in this outer world. One of my favorites, Jim Carrey, said, I wish everyone could become rich or wealthy so they would know that is not the source of happiness. It causes joy and external happiness, but the true source of that lies within the mind. So that is your personal meditation for you to experience within yourself. I wouldn't want to spoil the surprises for you, you know? It's like we can get all the answers from everybody. But it's for you, it's for me to explore this adventure of life for myself. I feel like our parents don't want us to suffer. Our parents don't want us to be without, so they'll do whatever it takes to keep us, you know, bubble wrap us and put us in the basement, so we'll not be at risk of harm. However, if we're supposed to live, then we will live. If we're supposed to go on to the next, we will. Eternity is, it can be in a moment. It's not what we think it is, I believe. I feel like we as a human race have been deceived a lot, which is a part of my journey too, and told these things so others can control us. I'd rather question everything. I'd rather question why are the things we must question. Please question everything. Question everybody. Question your life. Question your existence. Question your purpose. I feel it's a worthy a worthy questioning. What is this all about? I appreciate you tuning in to episode 20 of the Hour of Power with your most gracious host, Chad William Michael, via KWNK, Reno Community Radio 97.7 FM, broadcasting live on Instagram, worldwide. Thank you, Instagram. And recorded and uploaded to YouTube channel Chad William Michael. So you can have these facets. You can donate to KWNK for membership, minimum of $5 a month. That sponsors the awesome team here, online viewing, archival access to all the amazing Hour of Power episodes, as well as donating to Chad William Michael. He loves your joyful givings and tidings, and I will always continue to give no matter what. However, I just want to open that door. If you need to spend your money on something wise, I believe I am a wise investment. More than ever before, I feel as though I'm worthy. I'm worthy of success. I'm worthy of wealth. I'm worthy of health. I'm worthy of happiness. I'm worthy of world travel. I'm worthy of being a great actor. I'm worthy of the theater. I'm worthy of great films. I'm worthy. Love you, man. It's good to meet you. I am grateful for the Whitney Peak Hotel. I am a club level concierge on the 15th floor. I put on movies and nice music. I serve drinks and clean up beautiful hors d'oeuvre foods. And I get to meet people from all over the world that come in. What a great job I have. I get paid to do that. And I get to meet outstanding people that come and go out of my life, even for moments. And I'm grateful for the Whitney Peak Hotel. It's a non-gaming, non-smoking hotel. There's nothing wrong with those things. However, it's a little bit more crisp, cleaner. As a sensitive being, I have. It can be challenging to walk through a casino filled with smoke. If you're going to smoke, have one outside, Get some fresh air while you're putting that medicine into your lungs. And they have a beautiful indoor gym on the second floor and the World Guinness record of outdoor rock climbing on the outside of the hotel. So gratitude, if I can leave you with anything, gratitude is an absolute key to success. It will open the door. So, right, we sow, we garden, and we plant the seeds of prosperity, health, wealth, happiness, good relationships, our passions in life, whether you're a race car driver or a bicyclist, right? To be a professional, to be an elitist, a great leader must have done all those jobs or be willing to do them if he's going to ask other people to serve him or her. So I love the people in this lifetime that have started from nothing, that have been homeless, that have been extremely poor with nothing in their pockets and become something great. That gives me hope. And I feel as though I'm on my way. I really feel more than ever before. I'm less and less afraid to share that with people. I'm not afraid of dream crushers anymore. I feel strong enough in my belief systems that I'm ready to share with the world what I'm doing, what I think about, what I dwell upon, and I share as much as my life as I can via the internet. And in, I mean, I prefer, I love one-on-ones with people. I love friends and being able to hug them and poke their shoulders and just know that they truly exist. These Jetsons, portal devices, electronics, worldwide communication, I am so grateful. And when I'm walking down the halls at the hotel and preparing to serve people, what does it feel like to be making $150,000 an hour? What does it feel like to be affluent? What does it feel like to be prosperous? I embody it. I am a channel. I am a vehicle. I don't need to stick to what I think Chad William Michael is or was. Who do I want to be? And bring it into the present tense. It's not tomorrow. It's not in 50 years. It's today. I carry myself today as if I am in my best. And today is my best, but it's always going to be evolving. I have to climb all the rungs of the ladder necessarily, or to experience. It's like climbing a mountain for me. I love hiking, I love biking, and it's not easy. It is humbling, it is grueling sometimes, but it is worthy. I love it. I did 120 miles this week, all over Reno. It was the most fabulous week ever. This past week was the most fabulous week ever, and now today is the first day of this most fabulous week ever. Every day continues to be my best day more and more and more. So as I continue that ramping, as I continue, I invest today, I invest now in the future, which is tomorrow or in the next moment, and I am present with how am I feeling? How am I feeling right now? I use my breath to calm my mind, focus my mind. But I can't focus. I hear it often. I can't focus. I think too much. Well, are you a victim or are you the commander of your ship? I put that in your court. I believe in you. If this vehicle can change and change the story of his experience, so can you. I feel like no one has been more ignorant than I. No one has been more judgmental and negative than I. And now it's, I desire to be well received. I desire to feel joyful. I desire to be a blessing to all beings that I'm around. Judging is no longer in my job description. I just desire more and more to experience life rather than label it or what am I, right? Face your fears. I am facing my fears. Fear is just a thought. There is safety, of course, in my classroom. Safety. Repeat after me. Safety first, fun second. Right? If this is the only vehicle I have, and this is truly my home, I want to keep it. I want to live to 140. I would like that. I feel like 140 years in this embodiment is a great thought, and but it's only here and now. It's always going to be today. So I just live to the best. I am a little crazy anarchist on my bicycle. I wear a helmet. I'm very observant, aware. My father taught me how to ride my bicycle. He was an attack helicopter pilot, so I got the best training. And however, I don't. I want to be a little bit more mindful, a little bit more relaxed. I feel I get a big thrill on my bicycle. I feel like it can be an addiction sometimes, or okay, I'm gonna step it up. I'm gonna step it up and be a little more respectful of the laws of the land, right? When in Rome, be a Roman. Slower down around the stop signs and the traffic lights. Just I still secretly get a lot of happiness and joy when I scare people when I ride by them, especially if they're walking and they're in their own land. And even if I shout out, "Hey, I'm coming on your left," or I'm rolling on your right, they'll move. A lot of times I'm getting better with my words and my communication, but they will react and they will hear right or they'll hear left and they'll move to that movement. So what do you say? The opposite, and they'll do the opposite. I can't depend on anybody anymore. I'm learning that the majority of humans are reactive beings, and I don't take it personally anymore. I get yelled at once a day, at least once a day on my bicycle. And I just, whatever, I don't, I put in my earbuds and but I know they're yelling at me, and especially the whatever, there's no, it's, I find it fun, it brings a smile to my face. It's like, you have nothing better to do than yell at somebody on their bicycle because they're having fun. Get over it, get over it. I would love, I am still an instigator, I think that's an old negative habit pattern, but I'm still addicted to instigating people. I always want them to be great, but I still have a hint of sarcasm. I think that's from upstate New York and my environment, but I truly love it. I think there's a lot of humor and sarcasm and poking fun at people's stupid reactions and their stupid thoughts. It's, if I had one moment left to live in life, am I going to spend it yelling at somebody or am I going to spend it loving somebody? And that starts with me. Whenever I'm feeling anger or sadness or negativity, I'm like, if this was my last moment in life, how do I want to feel? And I focus on the things I'm grateful for. What am I grateful for? So I love to leave you with that. I love you dearly as much as I know how. I'm in love more and more each day with myself and all the interactions I have throughout the day. I just feel so blessed and grateful. I love my blood family, but I also love my Reno family, and I love my world family, my planet Earth family. And I feel like it's not even limited to the planet Earth anymore. I feel a connection with the cosmos and the surrounding galaxies and other life forms and beings. I don't know. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know a whole lot, but I believe in a whole lot, and I desire to experience it more and more, but I feel like it's here and now. And that's where you can find me, is in the here and now, and gratitude and at least ruthless optimism. No matter if how terrible life is handing you or what you're attracting to your life, to be ruthless. Be ruthless with your optimism, with the future, and the grace and the elegance that you can experience. So, what am I grateful for? Dwell on that. Align with your breath. It's your breath. This is your body and mind. Creating a relationship with yourself, and therefore you can love other people. Until we meet again, thank you for tuning into the Hour of Power, episode 20, via KWNK and via the host, Yo Grace, your humble servant, Chad William Michael. It is an absolute honor and privilege. Until we meet again, disvidanya, alfitasin, hasta luego. Ciao for now. I know we got a few seconds together, so we'll take a deep breath. And another one, because you are so important and worthy.